Our next talk is Blogging About Turf Grass Weeds, a Strategy to Improve Student Writing Skills in a Turf Weed Management Course by Christian Baldwin. Christian? All right, well, good afternoon. How's everyone doing? Okay. All right, a few of you are wearing your smile still, so that's good to see as a presenter. But hey, thanks for sticking around. It's getting late in the day. You've all sat through a lot of presentations today. How many can you sit through in one day? And this is my 13th or 14th year coming to this meeting, the ASA meeting, but I'm a little embarrassed to say that's my first time coming to the education session. But I have a heavy teaching load, and I'm realizing now that teaching is not as easy as it looks. So I'm enjoying picking up all these different techniques and tips and bringing them back into my classroom. So before we get started, a little bit about our program. So we are housed in the Plant and Soil Science Department, and we have a very strong undergraduate enrollment. About 43 students, I think, is where we are at now, which is probably one of the number one, number two, number three in the country. So it's a very strong undergraduate numbers. And we're proud to say that next year we're going to celebrate our 50th anniversary as a TURF program. And with that, we have a lot of alumni, and they are really the backbone of our program. They're very supportive. They're very connected to our students. So because we have a large student number, we teach a lot of turf grass specific courses. So they all take weed science, pathology, entomology, but they also take turf weed management, turf entomology, and turf pathology. So they leave with a very good scientific foundation for managing turf. And they're also required to do 12 months of an internship. But most do 2 3-month, so 2 summers, and then an 8-month, so a spring, summer, or a summer, fall. That seasonal change is really important. So most of our students take 14 to 15 months of internship. So they also leave with a really good hands-on practical experience from our program. So with that, we'll kind of get back into the talk. And one thing that I'm semi-obsessed with, it's a healthy obsession, what I tell myself is technology, and how do you incorporate technology into the classroom? And I don't have the answer. If anyone does, please let me know, because that would be fantastic. But I went to the NACTA conference this year, and all these different types of technology, professors around the country are doing research on each of these topics, which was great for me to see and to hear. Some of these I wasn't really familiar with. You know, to me, word clouds was new, interactive whiteboard apps were new, and so that was really good to see. But surprisingly, just because they're out there and students use these, they weren't all successfully implemented into the classroom environment, which kind of piqued my interest. So I'm focusing on the blog, and I don't want to insult anyone's intelligence. We all know what a blog is, but probably one of the oldest forms of social media where you could say something and people can look at it and then they can respond or comment. So it's been around a very long time, and I think when Facebook, Twitter came along, I think people thought blogs were going to go away, but I think this really strengthened them, because if you have a Facebook page, what do? Mostly you direct them back to your blog. So they're very kind of firmly entrenched. I think they're going to be around for the long haul. And there's been a lot of research investigating the use of blogs in the classroom environment. Here's just 2 studies, and in general, when I'm doing my lit review, I see that student writing is often improved. Engagement, both inside and outside the classroom, has also improved. But when I do a lot of reading about blog research in the classroom, it's a lot of journalism type courses, which makes sense. You know, social media has certainly transformed their industry. So I don't see a lot in the plant world. So why blogging in the turf industry? This is just one website, Golf Course Industry, for superintendents. And just from this one site, you can probably find 75 to 80 blogs. So it's prevalent in our industry. And so when our students, they can calibrate sprayers, they understand herbicide physiology, and that's wonderful, but they also have to be well-versed in how to use social media tools in a professional setting. And that's the same for lawn care, athletic field management, and golf courses as well. So I think this screenshot really summarizes why I was motivated to do this trial. And upon my arrival 2 years ago, if you wanted to find anything about our program, this was pretty much it online. And this is just a generic blurb kind of buried in our department website. So which is fine, but for me, you know, our students were leaving our program without having really any significant influence regarding technology in a professional setting. So a lot's changed in the last 2 years. Of course, we've got our Facebook page, our Twitter feed, and I don't pretend to be responsible for this. We have a new turfgrass extension specialist who's done a great job with this and kind of brought us back up to the year 2014, in my opinion. And I think we're most proud of this. This is our website. And it's really meant to be a one-stop for anything Mississippi State University turf information. There are a lot of things on here, research, teaching, extension, but the blog is obviously our most interactive component. So when I talk about our students in this project, this is what they were contributing to, our actual blog. So it wasn't just a blog for the classroom. So when they were contributing to this, it was going out for the world to see, and all of our alumni and their opinions. So our objective, very simple, is blogging an effective educational delivery tool. So of course, writing skills, we want to improve their writing skills. You can never do enough of that. Technology literacy, I mean, how many of you get emails or resumes that read like a Twitter feed from your students? That drives me a little bit mad. Positive industry connection, that's critical in our industry. Everyone knows everyone. It's a very small, tight-knit group. And so networking is critical for our students. Finally, building a positive digital image. And we didn't collect data on this. I'm not sure how you would do that. But when our students apply for a job, that employer is going to do one thing. They're going to take their first name, their last name, and put MSU Turfgrass behind that. And when they do that, I want something very positive to come up. Because when our students apply for a job, they have two lives. They have the cover letter, the resume, the phone interview, the in-person interview. And that's very easy to control and put a very positive spin on that. But when someone Googles their name, it's a little out of their control. So I wanted to start to build a positive digital image for our students. So with that somewhat lengthy introduction, we'll get to the methodology. So again, a turfgrass weed management course, 14 students. That's a small sample size. But for a turf-specific course, it's a pretty large number, having 14 turf majors in one class. The writing assignment, we went back and forth and we settled on a weed of the week. So the students were placed in groups of three, and so each week one group was responsible for a weed. And as far as the actual writing assignment, I left it pretty open. You know, I wanted them to use some creativity, different sources for providing information on that particular weed. So each student did a total of at least two blogs. Many, if not all, did three blogs over the course of last spring semester. And also, you know, I spent a lot of time on the front end with this project. I think we spent two full class periods just setting up, hey, what's a blog, why it's important, the pros, the cons, just to make sure I had full buy-in from all the students before starting on this project. So quickly, data collection, three instruments, so a 1 to 5 scale, so 5 being very satisfied, 1 being not very satisfied, so the higher the better. And we administered these pre, mid, and post. So start of the semester, spring break, and then right before finals week. So our comparisons were a pre to post, and then from a midpoint to the end of the semester were our comparisons. So here's what it looked like. The end product, so the weed of the week, Harry Bittercrest, you see the students' names, who are the authors, and there's description, pictures, and a whole bunch of other things. So our students were part of the entire process. So the one thing I didn't do was let them post it themselves. I thought that would be a bad idea, as the whole world would see these. So each week, they'd come to my office, and we'd sit down, and I'd go through with them line by line. Here's the good, the bad, here's what we should change. Here you go. We'll go make the changes, come back, and then we'll post it together. So that was kind of our routine. And here's kind of an example. And the content was really good, actually. It was fantastic. It was mainly just editorial comments that I was making changes with. And this got much easier as the semester went along, thankfully. Okay, so previous experience. Of the 14 students, 12 had no experience, either professional or personal, with blogs. And to me, this was surprising. These are all seniors, and they've been through 100-plus hours of coursework, and they've had no blogging experience in any of their previous classes, so none of our students. I thought that was a little surprising. So I'll run through 6 questions. So 1, how would you describe your writing skills? And 2, how would you describe your comfort level with technology or with this blogging assignment? So this was a pre to a post comparison. So we saw numerical increases for both of these, but as far as significance, we didn't see a significant increase. So writing skills from pre to the end of the semester went from a 3.6 to a 3.9. And then regarding comfort level with actual blogging, the beginning was 3.55, the end was a 4.09. But again, there was not a significant increase. The third question, did you like the Weed of the Week? Was that a good, appropriate assignment? And four, to me, a really big one was, do you feel more connected to the industry? So one, the writing assignment. Again, you see a numerical increase, but not a significant increase. This is from the middle of the semester to the end of the semester, that comparison. And as far as industry connection, we did see an increase from a 3.0 to a 4.08. From, again, that's the middle of the semester to the end of the semester. That was a significant increase. Okay, so five and six. So what? So basically number five, would they recommend that I use this in future classes, this blogging assignment? Six, how is it to work in groups? So again, we see as far as they would recommend that I would incorporate this blogging assignment for future classes and future semesters. And as far as group work, we did see an increase in the satisfaction of working within the groups from a 3.6 to a 4.33, but again, we don't see a significant increase. Okay, he's walking towards me. So in summary, the favorite aspects, I like these. So one, learning in-depth about your weeds and other weeds in the blog. And one thing I would change, if I were to change anything, is I would have had the students comment on each other's blogs. That way you kind of really force some interaction, but some are doing it anyway on their own. Two, getting to see my name on the internet. That's a good one, you know, in a positive way. Least favorite aspects. Have never been a fan of social media. I had one student who is just anti-social media. Despises it. And he still does to this day. And let's see, the final one, information needs to be top-notch, can't cut corners, and use Wikipedia, which I thought was a good thing to say as well. Finally, this is my first time doing research with people, and that is very different than doing research with plants. But this is the class. They were fantastic. They really bought into it, and that's why this was a successful project, in my opinion. And I will certainly continue to use blogs in the future, without a doubt. And with that, if there are any questions.
We actually have time for one question, probably. Does anybody have a question? And I might just ask, how much was this additional work for you?
So additional, really the big additional work for me was each week sitting down and going through the writing. That was the big addition. And plus spending, you know, two full classrooms at the beginning of the semester really setting it up and making sure they understand the expectations, what we're doing, why we're doing this. I think were the two big things for me. But on the flip side, for those of you who maintain blogs, the hardest part of a blog, the hardest part is content creation. And so our students were doing that for us every week. So there are pros and cons. So I apologize to my students in front of me right there. So
well, very good.
Good. Okay.
Well, thank you very much.